This month, we're reporting on young people trying to start their lives in the worst economy they've ever known. Most of them are happy just to find jobs. A few are trying to create them by starting businesses. Hard to do even in a good economy. Now think of one place in America where it would be really tough to be a budding entrepreneur. This is an easy one, and that's where guest correspondent Judy Woodruff found this story.
A cynic might brand Detroit as a place where big things come to an end. Cars and companies and big ideas all shutting down or drying up. So it's a pleasant surprise to eavesdrop on something beginning.
I like the concept. Just initially what I've read, I like it.
Was there anything that stuck out to you that you didn't understand?
This young entrepreneur and his partner are pitching their idea to a cafe owner. It's a customer loyalty card for local stores and restaurants. Spend $100 at this cafe, that might get you enough points for a free meal or a discount at the bookstore down the street. It's a way to get people to buy locally.
What do you think like a reasonable price for a transaction would be?
That's one of the business partners, John Hughes. He hopes to launch his idea in a few months.
Thanks for sitting down with us. Appreciate it.
I'm happy you guys are doing this. I think it's what we need in the neighborhood, especially in today's economy.
John Hughes' plan is ambitious. He's 25, which is roughly the same number of years that his father worked at GM. From their home in the suburbs, his family watched as Detroit slowly ran out of gas. If he can help residents buy locally, he says, it'll be like giving the city its own stimulus package.
And that's really allows me to get really excited about the idea. Whereas if I was just opening up another real estate company or doing something like that, I don't know if I'd be as excited about it because it's just like, okay, I can make money, but is that all I'm going to do at the end of the day?
Your idea, how much research and testing have you done to see whether it's really viable or not?
We've done lots of research. We work in the office 8 to 12 hours a day. We work weekends. I mean, there's not a time off. I mean, that's one of the most stressful parts is like even when you want to go to sleep on a Saturday night, you're still thinking about this business.
He says he'll need up to $200,000 to launch his business, which may sound impossible for a first-time entrepreneur in a bad economy in a battered city. But John and his partner have help.
You can pull your financials back up. I mean, there's just a couple of points to...
Help from BizDom University, a nonprofit that teaches people how to start businesses and gives them money to launch them. Sounds like a pretty good deal, except not all ideas get launched, and those that do get pummeled into shape first.
There are parts of this that I absolutely love. There are parts of this that I absolutely hate.
Here's a BizDom student asking his advisor how he can push his product in a crowded market.
How can we get out there as a nobody and become a somebody?
I wouldn't view that as a handicap. You may start with zero credibility. That doesn't mean that you can't build up credibility.
In a few weeks, John Hughes will stand before a BizDom panel, PowerPointing his way through his own business plan. It's taken a long time to get here. He applied for BizDom a few years ago when it just started. He didn't know much about it then. Nobody did.
So did you feel this was a risk you were taking at all?
Not really, no. One of the biggest motivators for me is thinking that I'm going to regret something when I look back. I knew if I looked back 10 years from now and didn't take the chance, I would regret it.
But this was, at that point, a brand new thing. No, it didn't have much of a track record. You said it had one page on the website.
And I think to the average person, it might be like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to do this. But, I mean, if you're an entrepreneur, that's what you look for. You look for those new things where you can make your mark in it.
John knows that most new businesses fail, but he won't dwell on that. He says he's learned to be an optimist from his parents, a trait that came in handy a few years ago as Detroit fell into recession. His father took an early buyout from GM. His mother's real estate business took a dive. At the same time, John had been accepted at the University of Michigan, but there was a problem. Here's John's mother, Patrice Hughes.
The real estate industry in the Metro Detroit area changed drastically, so our finances just weren't there. So 2 weeks before he was to leave, we told him we wouldn't be able to help him.
The cost of room and board at the University of Michigan would have tugged too hard at the family budget.
I mean, I'm telling everybody my son's going to U of M. He's had his going away party from work. And yes, initially it's like, wow, how did that happen? I was momentarily devastated. And I know it was devastating to him. And I asked him how he felt about that. And he looked at me and said, well, you know, you have to do what you have to do. Basically, you have to make the best of the situations that you're dealt with in life.
John ended up at a nearby college so he could save money by living at home. In fact, he still lives at home.
I mean, it's hard to be 25 and live with your parents.
How often can you go out to eat or go out on a date or go out and do anything?
I choose not to date at all right now because it's not a good situation. I mean, because first, I'm strapped for time, so I wouldn't have time to commit to a relationship. Second, I'm strapped for money, so I couldn't take anybody anyplace nice. And then third, I live with my parents, so.
John says he's talked with his parents about what it was like when they were in their 20s.
Like, my parents, you know, you got out of college, you could get a decent job now. You might just make the same that you would have made without going to college at all. So I think it just made us more creative, more hardworking.
Do you think that, I mean, do you see that in your generation among the people you know?
Yeah, because the economic times, there's no choice. If you want to make something of yourself right in this day and age, you have to hustle.
Especially in a place like Detroit. Yes, John wants to base his business here, but he also has to. It's required by his backers at Bisdom University. Their goal is to create jobs and a spirit of enterprise in a city that could use a lot of both.
Do you ever worry about your own sort of reality check here? Because Detroit is going through a really hard time, maybe the toughest in this entire country right now. You ever think?
Probably on a daily basis, yeah. Yeah, I mean, but it's, if by some crazy chance I go down with the ship, I go down with the ship and I start over. I'm still young, you know. And I've read a lot of articles that say people are starting businesses because it's just at a point where it's like, you know, there's no way I can get a job. So I might as well start a business.
John jokes that Detroit needs more people like him, smart and stubborn enough to try to revive a dying city in a sick economy. Think of it this way, he says. If a new business can succeed right here, right now, it's golden. For NPR News, I'm Judy Woodruff.
Recessions can be a good time to start a business. That's what some research says, and you can read about it at NPR.org. Tune in this evening to the News Hour with Jim Lehrer to see more in the series Generation Next. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Greene.